just can't believe I never see you, Monty.
I know, it's weird. I mean, I've thought about like asking them to buy a webcam, but you know, times are tight.
No, I actually bet Monty that I don't see you in person.
Oh, I know. But I do feel like this is better than not communicating at all.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you haven't decided to just write me off and never talk to me ever again.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Carla Brown, the owner of Walnut Hill Farm in Blandford. The Belmonte family always has like an ongoing conversation about best berries of the season. Is it the strawberry? Is it the raspberry? Is it the black raspberry? But my favorite berry is the blueberry. And Carla, at your farm, blueberry season begins in earnest tomorrow. Tell me a little bit about your farm.
It's a smaller farm. We have like 4 different varieties of berries that develop at certain times, you know, so that we don't get all the berries all at once. They're big. People really enjoy them. And we don't spray our berries, which is also one of the highlights that people really like about our farm. We have all high bush. Some of the varieties will have the bigger berries. People like it because they don't have to bend down and they can just, you know, pick them directly right off the bush.
And you can bring your kids to make them work the field. That's why it's good that I have 3 kids. So if we're going to go blueberry picking, we can get a lot done in a short amount of time.
A lot of the kids like to eat the blueberries.
Yeah. It's blueberries for Sal all the time at every blueberry farm.
I mean, I've had parents say, you may want to weigh my child because they ate quite a bit of berries.
Yeah. Tip your blueberry farmer because of that, all the little blueberries that your children are stealing and that you may be stealing as well. Phil?
Oh, yeah.
Here we are in the middle of a pandemic. How does that work for blueberry picking?
We're going to follow the Massachusetts Department of Agriculture guidelines. The mask will be required to be worn on the farm. We had picking buckets, but now we'll have to put plastic in them and spray them down after every use. I mean, they want a certain things to be done. And we're trying to accommodate all that to keep our customers safe.
And, you know, when I think about shopping for food, I have to say, because I've been doing my blueberry picking, nothing feels more relaxed than going to a farm outside alone or with someone in my pod or family and picking together. It's just very open and freeing to do that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people like it up here because it's very, very quiet. They say that it's very zen-like. We've had generations of people come, you know, I mean, kids when they were little, and now they're bringing their kids. So, you know, I mean, it's a tradition for a lot of families also.
Whose dream was this when they were 8 or 10 years old?
That would be my husband. He used to pick wild blueberries in Otis when he was a kid. And he decided that at 8 years old, when he grew up, he was going to have a blueberry farm. And he has his blueberry farm.
Is this your dream now, Carla? Or have you been pulled
into
his dream? Well,
pretty much. But yeah, it is now. I even like it because I can go out there, you know, and pick fresh berries whenever I want.
And how long have you been doing this?
About 30 years.
Wow.
And yeah, we started off and it was just on weekends and we'd get a couple customers. And then as the time went on, we put a sign, like a homemade sign at the end of the road, and people go, let's check it out. They'd come out of curiosity and then they'd find out more about our farm and they would start picking and they're like, wow, I'll see you next year.
I think you cannot pick too many blueberries. This year we picked more than we ever did. And now I have some of the blueberries in the freezer. But people should know that that is one of the easiest fruits to freeze. You just put them in a container in your freezer. They're there for the rest of the year. And I know you do that, Monty, too.
Yeah, usually the low bush blueberries, because I eat the high bush blueberries. So I can't, there's none left to freeze. And given how many blueberries I eat and their antioxidant properties, along with how much wine I drink, which also have antioxidant properties, I think, you know, I'm the picture of good health. It's Carla Brown and her husband. Farm, Walnut Hill Farm in Blandford on the Blandford Otis line, starting the blueberry picking tomorrow. Go out there and get them before they're gone and It's one of the miracles of agriculture in Massachusetts, the deliciousness of blueberries. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, who have a list of everywhere you can get blueberries locally at their website, buylocalfood.org.